Bible prophecies, we believe they're coming true right before our very eyes, and that's why almost every Sunday for the past 5 years, we bring you what is called a prophecy update. Every now and then, there is significant news about the probability of humans encountering alien life. Why does UFO activity interest us as students of Bible prophecy? Well, I'm glad you asked. The Bible specifically warns us that in the last days, demonic deceptions will increase. Almost everything attributed to UFOs can be explained by demonic activity that is preparing the world for a great end times deception. What's new on the UFO front? Well, on July 11, Time Magazine ran a story on their website titled, "Roswell Really Happened," says former CIA agent. Here's some excerpts from that. It says, a 35-year agency veteran says he knows what went down in the New Mexico desert 65 years ago. Ex-CIA agent Chase Brandon says he knows what really happened. It was a craft that clearly did not come from this planet. The agency veteran, who was a covert agent involved in international terrorism, counterinsurgency, global narcotics trafficking, and weapon smuggling, spent 10 years as the agency's first entertainment and publication industries liaison. Now, do you find that? I found that hilarious. This guy's counterterrorism, he's global narcotics, weapon smuggling, and then he's going to liaison with Hollywood about what really goes on in the CIA. Anyway, the article goes on. Sometime near the end of his service, while he was the entertainment liaison, Brandon walked into the CIA headquarters in Langley and found something he did not expect in a restricted section of old documents called the Historical Intelligence Collection. One of the boxes had a single word written on it, Roswell. I took the box down, lifted the lid up, rummaged around inside it, put the box back on the shelf, and said, "My God, it really happened." What he didn't realize is that was a box filled with videos from the TV show called Roswell. But anyway, on a lighter note, a July 12 UK news site posted a story titled, "Aliens Might Come Here for the Holidays." In 1995, a briefing now published by the National Archives, a desk officer said, "The purpose of reported alien craft sightings needs to be established as a matter of priority," adding, "There did not appear to be any hostile intent." Documents from the Ministry of Defense classified archives show that staff believed aliens could visit for military reconnaissance, scientific research, or tourism. Apparently, Earth is the Disneyland of the galaxy. Author Lynn Cato writes, "A large part of the available UFO literature is closely linked with mysticism and metaphysical. It deals with subjects like mental telepathy, automatic writing, and invisible entities, as well as phenomena like poltergeists and possession. Many of the UFO reports now being published in the popular press recount alleged incidents that are strikingly similar to demonic possession. There are those in the New Age community who for years have spoke about the removal of our planet of millions of individuals when aliens finally make positive contact with us. Of course, we as Christians recognize that as a possible deception, for where did all the Christians go when Jesus comes to rapture the church? The UFO phenomena, we laugh about it, but it's a very real phenomena. It's too big to ignore. Too many millions of people have been affected by it. And so it's real. It's just not alien. The answer is it's demonic. Don Koenig says, "Many today are buying into the facade that there are aliens from other worlds or dimensions. The facade the world is being indoctrinated with by books, movies, and New Age spirituality teaching is that these are superior beings and that they come from a more highly evolved civilization, and they're going to help us realize that all of us are one and all of us are God. These beings really are fallen angels. They're demons who will bring a great deception to all on the earth who reject God's truth. The huge amount of indoctrination preparing us to accept these alien beings from outer space should tell us that we must be very near the time of that great deception. We're not waiting for anything to be fulfilled. Jesus promised that at any moment he could return to resurrect the dead in Christ and rapture the living believers. We would be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That could happen at any moment before the fulfillment of any other prophecy. And that's why we tell you every week, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.